请我们看几处的圣经。
Let's look into God's word together.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
罗马书第十二章第五节到第八节。
Romans 12, verses 5 through 8.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，佛说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，佛说知识就当专业知识，佛说教导的就当专业教导，佛说劝化的就当专业劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
So we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Heavenly gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use in our ministry.He who teaches in teaching, he who exalts in exhortation, he who gives in liberality, he who leads in with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
请再看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
第十节、第十一节。
10 and 11.
彼得前书第四章第十节第十一节。
First Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，说神不办恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，就要按着神所赐的力量服侍。叫神在凡事上借耶稣基督的荣耀，原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him speakDo it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
我们再看以弗所第四章。
And now we turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所第四章，我们从第十一节念到第十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 will read from 11 to 16.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教士，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，使等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的圣量。使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一些异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合时，各节各案各职，照着各地的功用，彼此相助。便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And he himself gave some to the apostles, some prophets and some evangelists, and pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man.To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we shall no longer be children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind and doctrine by the trickery of men, and the cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
最后请我们看哥林多前书第十二章。
And finally we'll turn to 1 Corinthians 12.
我们稍微挑选几节来念一下。
We'll select just a few verses.
第十二章第十二节。
Chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体。 而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
我们再看25节。
And we'll read verse 25.
免得身上分门别类，终要肢体彼此相顾。
That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
26节,
verse 26.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体的荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
27节,
Verse
27.
Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. That's all the scriptures we'll be reading. Let's bow our heads for a prayer.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为再一次你把我们带到你的面前。 我们的主，我们甚至仰望你，再一次向我们说话。阿门。我们求求你自己的圣灵，把你的话语点活，并且把你的话语送到我们每一个人心灵的深处，能变成我们的灵，我们的生命。好叫你在我们身上有所得着。我们要把一切的荣耀都归给你。阿门。奉主耶稣的名。阿门。
The theme for this conference is life and service. We have already tried several aspects of this spiritual service.
我们看见说，神呼召我们这一般蒙恩得救的人起来侍奉他。God
called each one of us who belong to Him to rise up to serve Him.
这个侍奉的呼召是临到所有蒙恩得救的人身上。This
call to serve comes to each of us who belong to the Lord.
没有一个弟兄、一个姊妹是例外。No
one is excluded from this call.
不过当神的呼召临到我们的时候，
Of course, when the call comes to us,
我们需要答应神的呼召。
We must respond to that call.
我们需要拣选来侍奉神。
We must choose to serve Him.
有许多神的儿女没有起来侍奉神。
Many of God's people, they did not rise up to serve Him.
并不是因为神没有呼召他。
It's not because God did not call them.
乃是因为他没有答应神的呼召。
But because they did not respond to that call.
他们有拣选来侍奉神。
They did not choose to serve Him.
好像约书亚对当时那一番以色列人说，
Like Joshua when he challenged the Israelites,
至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
He said, as for me in my house, we will serve Jehovah.
所以侍奉不但是一个神的呼召的问题。
Serving is not just God's call.
侍奉也是我们答应的问题。
Serving is we have to respond to that call. We must also choose to serve. God has already called us. Now, do we choose to serve Him?
Now,
if we have choose to serve Him, we have to know what the meaning of service. Service is serving God's will. That will of God is the body of Christ. For his son, God wants to have give him a body. So that the fullness of his son can fill the body. And so through this body, he can express all the glory of the head. So serving God's will is building up the body of Christ. If our service today is not building up the body of Christ, in God's sight, it cannot be considered as service. When we serve, we must use our spirit. Service must rely on revelation.
We cannot
serve according to the tradition. When we serve, it is the outflow of life. Otherwise, it cannot be considered a service. So we know in this matter of serving the Lord, the person who serves is most important. God pays more attention to the person who serves than the things he does for him. If God cannot secure that right person, God would rather not do any work. God can find a suitable person for his use, and we know God's work will be accomplished through him. As far as us are concerned, none of us is really right. And we need the Lord to do a work within us. He will use the cross to do a work in us. And he will use the environment of surrounding to do a work. The Holy Spirit will do the enlightened work in within. And the Holy Spirit also use our surroundings to discipline us.
他的目的就是要把我们做成一个对的人。
And his purpose is to make us into the right kind of a vessel.
叫我们里面能产生一个新的性格。
So that in us we can cultivate and develop a new character.
好叫我们在新造的性格里来侍奉这一位弟兄。
And so that we can serve God in a new creation.
当我们起来侍奉神的时候,
when we serve God,
我们需要有能力,
we need power. And God only has one kind of power. That kind of power is the power of life. We cannot use other powers to serve God. All those other powers are strange fire. They are not pleasing in God's
sight.
God cannot accept that kind of a service. The fire will come upon them and consume them. Today, if we are to serve God, we must be under the anointing. We must be in the power of the Holy Spirit. The manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Inwardly is the outflow of his life.
外面呢是恩赐的运用.
Externally it is the exercise of the gifts.
恩赐好像一个管子一样.
Gifts are just like channels.
里面那个恩典就是管子里面所流的东西.
And the what flows out is the flow of life in grace.
真正的侍奉,
real service,
乃是生命的供应.
Real service is the supply of life.
但是这个生命是去做恩赐来流通,
and this life is, can be only can flow out through gifts.
今天早晨,
volunteers this morning, we will move one step further. We want to see how we should serve coordinately. In the past few days, as though we touch on the individual, the personal aspect of it. Each of us, we must hear God's call. Individually, you must choose to serve God. No one can choose for you. You must personally respond to God's call. Each of us must know the meaning of service. And this one, you cannot get it from another person. You must receive that revelation in your spirit. You must see the body of Christ. Then your service will be for the building up of the body of Christ. If you are right, then you are.
You must be personally right.
If other people are right, that's their business. But you yourself must be right before God. And if you want to use the power of the Spirit to serve, that's also very personal. Because God's grace wants to flow from you.
书说信我的人从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。The
Lord said, those who believe me, out of the belly will flow rivers of living water.
是从你的腹中流出活水的江河来。It's
from your belly will flow out rivers of living water.
是神所给你的恩赐，你来运用。And
those are the gifts of God that you are exercising them.
所以好像我们过去所讲的都是关于个人的问题。So
the past few days, what we touched were more or less on the personal side of it.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
the fallen sisters,
当我们真正起来侍奉主的时候,
when we really want to serve God,
我们看见侍奉不是个人的, 那是团体的,
we know service is not individual, a service is corporate.
虽然是一个一个人在那里侍奉,
it is true we are there serving individually,
但是乃是我们配搭着来侍奉,
but we serve coordinately.
为什么原因呢?
Why?
第一,
first,
因为我们的神是那样一位伟大的神,
because our God is so great.
祂的旨意是何等的浩大,
and His will is beyond us.
没有一个人能把神的旨意完全来完成的,
there is no individual who can fulfill all God's will.
我们的神太大了,
our God is so great. So great.
我们这个器皿太小,
and we as this vessel, we are so small.
所以没有一个人能侍奉神到一个完全的地步.
And so there's no one individual can serve God completely to his satisfaction.
没有一个人能把神的旨意来完成的.
No one individual can fulfill all God's will.
需要许许多多的人一同来侍奉他.
And God needs all of us to serve him together.
我们知道在天上, we
know in heaven there are hundreds and thousands of angels ministering to God.
We don't know
how many are there up there.
We know there
are measures.
Countless.
And they are there serving God.
And so
we imagine on earth is only one individual that's serving him.
So we know that on earth needs many people to serve him.
And so we see on earth God also requires many, many of us to serve him together. We must together serve him.
同时第二,
second,
我们看见神的旨意乃是要得着一个身体。
You know, God's purpose is to obtain a body.
这个身体长成的时候要做基督的配偶。
And when this body is fully grown, it will become the partner or companion of Christ.
既然是身体的话,
now, since it's a body,
当然有许许多多的肢体,
and there are many members,
而这些的肢体都是互相联络做肢体,
all these members are one to another.
对于当这些的肢体在那里发生功用的时候,
and because they serve coordinately, so they can function together. A hand cannot serve in by itself. Because hand is only a part of the body. The foot cannot serve by itself. Because foot is a part of the body. So when all the members are serving together, it serves together as serve coordinates. When we speak here, as though our mouth is speaking, our hands also move with our mouth. And sometimes we walk around, even we move our feet. Our whole being, all the members are coordinated in this service. In this way, then we can serve.
不单是这样,
more than that, we have to see the purpose of our service.
都是为说,
it is for the body to be built up. We serve for the body. And so this body can grow into mature.
满有基督长成的身量,
full stature, measure of Christ.
所以你就看见我说,
so therefore we see service is not an individual matter. Service is a matter of coordination. Because of these reasons, so we have to see that service is corporate. We are not there serving God individually. We can look into the Old Testament.
我们知道在旧约的时候,
we know in the Old Testament,
神把以色列的百姓从埃及救出来,
God delivered Israelites out of Egypt.
神派遣摩西对法老说,
and God sent Moses to Pharaoh,
用我的百姓去, 好叫他们侍奉我,
let my people go that they may serve me.
所以他们们拯救的目的就是为所侍奉神。
So the purpose of their deliverance is so that they may serve God.
当他们到了西南山下的时候,
so when they came to Mount Sinai,
神就向他们表达他的心意,
and God revealed his heart to him.
神对他们说,
God told them,
你们如果遵守我的约,
if you keep my commandment,
我就要叫你们成为一个祭司的国度。
And I'll make you into a kingdom of priests.
所以我们知道祭司的国度乃是一个所有的人都在那里侍奉。
So the kingdom of priests is everybody within the kingdom, they are all priests.
后来因为他们犯罪的缘故,
and because they sin,
所以结果我们看见神就分别这个亚伦的家做祭司,
and then we see God separated the family of Aaron to be priests.
和利未的支派来向辅助来服侍,
and then the 12 Levites to assist the priests.
所以我们知道在旧约以色列人的中间,
and so we know in the Old Testament among the Jews,
有祭司和利未的侍奉,
and that we have the service of the priests and the service of the Levites.
祭司乃是替人
葬礼是神的事。
Priestly service is the management of God's things for man.
立位的事情。
The Levitical service
乃是为神来服侍人。
Is the management of man's things for God.
所以我们看见祭司的事情是向着神的。
So we see priestly ministry service is Godward.
立位的事情是向着人的。
And the Levitical service is manward.
祭司的事情是所谓属灵的。
And the priestly ministry is what we call spiritual.
立位的事情是事物的。
And the Levitical service is what we call manual or physical or practical.
我们姑且这样的去分给他。
And that's how we slightly differentiate them.
其实在侍奉神的事情上，实在不分了这个属灵的和事物的。
Strictly speaking, in real service, there's no differentiation there.
不过姑且我们这样的来看。
But we have to, because we have to look at this way.
我们知道在以色列人的中间。
Among the Israelites,
当他们侍奉神的时候
when they serve God,
先有祭司在那里做主体
and the priestly ministry really are the, is the principal service.
他们在那里替人办理所生的事情
and they manage man's things for God.
然后立位的事情在那里帮助这个祭司的事情
and the Levitical service, they are there to assisting the priesthood ministry.
光有祭司不行的
We just have the priesthood ministry is not quite enough.
那他需要立位来帮助他。
They need the Levites to assist them.
比方说，一个祭司他要献祭了。
For example, a priest would like to offer a sacrifice.
那么需要有立位来把那个祭物啊，把它牵到那个祭坛那里。
And a Levite is needed to bring the animal to the altar.
需要立位来帮助他来处置这个祭物。
And he needs the Levites to prepare the sacrifice.
所以我们看见这两个事情都是配合主的事情。
So we see these two ministry services are coordinated service.
你光有立位的事情
，If we just have the Levitical service,
没有祭司的事情了。
And lacking priestly ministry,
这个事情也是中途而废的。
And this is not a balanced ministry.
你把这个牛羊牵到祭坛旁边
，When you bring the animals to the altar,
但是没有人把它献给神
，And there's no one there to offer up.
所以在旧约的时候
in the Old Testament,
我们看见立位和祭司的事情都是配搭着来侍奉
So we see the priestly ministry and Levitical ministry are coordinated ministry
当然祭司他需要在那里献祭
Of course the priest is there to offer up the sacrifice
他需要在圣所的里面要点灯
He has to light the candlelight within the tabernacle
在圣所的里面他要摆橙色的饼
andHoly place, he has to put the showbread there.
他需要在馨香台的前面来烧香。
He has to burn incense in the golden altar.
这些都是祭司的事情。
Those are the service of the priest.
立位的事情呢？
In the service of the Levite,
他需要在那里管理会幕中和其中一切的器具。
And they have to care for the furnishings and the tabernacle.
他要做整理整洁的工作。
And do the other cleaning work around.
他需要把这个柴把它拿来。
He has to bring the wood into the courtyard.
他需要把这个水拿来放在洗濯盆里面。
And he has to bring the water into the lever.
所以你就看见说。这两方面都是配合起来的。
So we can see these two ministries are coordinated one ministry.
那当然我们知道。
Of course we know.
今天我们蒙恩在救的。
Today we those who saved in the Lord.
我们一面是祭司，一面也是立位。
On one side we are priests, on the other hand we are Levites.
在这个彼得前书第二章里面。
First Peter
第五节
verse 5
是我们来到主的面前
because when we come into the Lord
就像活的石头一样
we are like living stone
我们一同被建造成为一个灵宫
we are built up into a spiritual habitation
成了一个祭司的系统
dwelling a priesthood
就靠着主耶稣献上属灵的祭物给神悦纳
and we through the Lord Jesus Christ we offer spiritual sacrifices to the Father. Every one of us who are the Lord's, we are priests. We are also Levites.
换一句话说,
another word,
当我们在这里侍奉神的时候,
when we're here serving God,
我们不但有所谓的属灵的服事,
we not only have what we call spiritual service,
我们也有所谓事物的服事,
we also have to have practical service.
我们不要以为说我这个人太属灵了,
we cannot say that I'm so spiritual,
那我只能默属灵的事情,
and I can only do spiritual things.
那些事物的事情,
and the ordinary things they are below me. I will not touch those things. Brothers and sisters, here we have to see one thing. Those who follow the Lord. On one side we are priests, on the other hand we are Levites. For example, we are today in the family of God. We
possibly
need instruction,
we
need exhortation,
we
need the ministry of the word, and we call those ministries spiritual.
实在说来,
strictly speaking, there is no such thing as spiritual or unspiritual. To a spiritual person, all things are spiritual. In the person who is flesh, all things are flesh.
你无论碰什么东西,
no matter what,
就是最属灵的工作你去碰的话, 也是一个受肉体的工作。
For flesh, for any, even if you do spiritual thing, it's still flesh.
一个属灵的人,
if a spiritual person,
就是做一件最低的事物的事情,
if he do one of the common manual things,
在神里面前也是一个属灵的工作。
In God's sight, it is also spiritual.
所以我们不要以为说在那里讲道了在那里做这些的事情都是属灵的工作。
Assume because you preach, you do those things, and you are spiritual.
我们以为要侍奉神, 非是讲道不可,
so we have the notion you want to serve God, you must be a preacher.
如果不是讲道的话, 那你这个护照在哪里呢?
And if you're not preaching, what's your call?
所以如果大家都是口的话,
now if you're all mouth,
这个嘴啊，七嘴八嘴啊，那就是搞得糊里糊涂。
And we all talk, we'll create a lot of problems.
所以你在这里要看见。
So we have to see.
另外一面我们也在有事物的事情。
We also have to have the practical ministry.
比方说我们需要有整洁的工作。
We have to clean up the place.
我们需要有人招待招待。
We need to have brothers and sisters that will do the ushering.
分诗歌了。
Distribute books and set up chairs.
我们需要做探望的工作，这些都是好像是事物的。
As though they are all ordinary things.
但是这些的东西乃是皆需要。
But all those things are absolutely necessary.
如果光有所谓属灵的事分,
if we have what we so call spiritual ministry,
我们都做了几次了,
we are all priests.
事物的事分完全没有的话,
and we ignore all the practical ministry,
我们知道这个身体就不能被建造了,
and we know the body cannot be built up.
如果在教会中都是讲道的人,
if in the church everybody is a preacher,
而没有探望的人,
and there's no visitation,
你要看见这个教会是不能建造起来,
we will know that this church is not, cannot be built up.
但是如果反过来说,
on the other hand,
如果在教会里都是治理的,
if you are all there doing practical things,
没有属灵的那个道理的供应,
and there's no spiritual ministry,
这一个教会也不能建立起来,
this church cannot be built up as well.
所以我们在身边也看见这两种的事情是配搭上的。
So in the Bible we see these two aspects of ministries are coordinated into one service.
你记得
我们的主耶稣曾这样说过, the Lord has said,
凡为我的名坐在这小子身上的, 就是坐在我的身上。
You do this to the least, like for my, in my name, you do it unto me.
主耶稣说了,
the Lord said, When I'm hungry, you give me food.
我渴了，你们给我喝。
When I'm thirsty, you give me drink.
我做客旅，你们招待我。
I was stranger, you took me in.
我赤身露体，你们给我衣服穿。
I was naked, you clothed me.
我病了，你们看顾我。
I was sick, you visited me.
我在监里，你们来看我。
In prison, you came to me.
所以你们坐在这弟兄中最小的人身上，就是坐在我的身上。
And when you do this to the least of my brethren, you do it unto me.
许多的时候,
many times,
我们轻看这些事物的事情,
we overlook, we look down all this ordinary ministry.
以为说这些不是灵,
we assume they are not no spiritual value.
但是我们要记得,
but just remember,
我们在哪里做这些事的时候,
when we do those things,
我们是坐在主的身上,
we are doing unto the Lord.
这一个在神面前是神所喜悦,
and that's why these things are pleasing to Him.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹,
remember, hope brothers and sisters,
当我们在教会中侍奉的时候,
when we serve the Lord in the church,
我们不要光在那里追求所谓属灵的侍奉,
and do not seek what we consider spiritual things.
我们也在这里要忠心地在事物上来服侍神,
we must serve the practical things faithfully as well.
如果我们在事物上能忠心的话,
if we can be faithful in the practical things,
神就要把更大的事要赐给我们,
and you entrust to us bigger things.
你知道许多非常大用的人,
many of those who were greatly used by God,
当他们开始的时候, when
they began their service, they began with little things.
比方说我们大家都知道的穆迪先生,
of course we know Mr. Moody,
他是一个非常大用的布道家,
he was a great used by God as an evangelist. Do you know how he began his ministry? After he was saved, he went to Chicago. And he attended a meeting there. And he lacked education. And he couldn't do much of anything. So finally, you know what he did?
我可以把人带到聚会的地方来。
Well, what I can do is bring people to the meeting.
在那个所谓那个主日学里面,
into the Sunday school instruction.
他说我也不能教主日学,
he said I cannot even teach Sunday school.
但是我能把人带到主日学来。
What I can do is bring people to Sunday school.
所以他就开始到马路上啊, 去把人带进来。
And so he went out to the streets to bring people into the Sunday school.
结果带了很多 不三不四的人进来,
he brought all kinds of people to Sunday school.
那时候这个礼拜堂实在是没有办法,
and the church was very they didn't know what to do.
但是他就在说我不能讲道,
he said I cannot preach,
但是我可以带人,
but all I can is to bring people in.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他这样带这样带,
and when he bring people this way,
后来就开始对这些人 传福音,
he began to share, preach to them.
圣的膏油在他的身上,
and an anointing came upon him.
后来成为在美国一个很有名的布道家,
and then later he became one of the best well-known evangelists in America.
有多少的人因着他传福音而归向主,
hundreds came to the Lord because of his faithful ministry.
对于弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
特别是青年的弟兄姊妹,
particularly young brothers,
你知道当我们得救了之后,
after we say,
我们实在是热心,
we have zeal,
但是我们也有雄心,
we also have ambition,
而我们要说今天我要起来侍奉神,
we say I'll serve the Lord today.
我一开始侍奉神的时候,
when I begin to serve God,
我就要站讲台,
I want to be on the platform.
我一讲就3000人得救,
the moment I speak, I want 3000 to be saved.
如果没有3000人得救, 我就不讲,
if I cannot get 3,000 people to say, I will not preach.
如果不给我在讲台, 我就不执政。
You're not going to give me the platform to preach, I will not serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你们能得救了,
if you are saying,
我盼望你开头的时候,
I hope when you begin to
serve, 就来排排椅子,
set up chairs.
你不要认为排椅子是一件小事情哦。
Do not consider setting up chairs a small thing.
如果没有人排椅子, 我们怎么聚会呢?
If there's no one setting up chairs, how can we meet?
好像我们的主与他的门徒最后一次吃晚饭的时候,
as though the Lord's last supper with his people,
没有一个人洗人洗脚,
nobody wants to wash the other person's feet.
那么大家的脚都是脏脏的,
all their feet were dirty.
你知道当时的时候不是坐在那里吃饭的,
you know, in those days, you don't sit and dine.
坐在那里脚在底下看不见了,
because when you sit your feet underneath, nobody sees.
他们是躺着吃饭的,
they recline when they eat.
所以那个脚都是
and because before they recline, you expose your feet.
那么最终肮脏的脚, 一个一个放在那里,
you see all these dirty feet there.
不但你自己觉得不舒服,
you feel uncomfortable.
你看了也觉得不舒服,
you look at your feet, you are so uncomfortable. And you cannot enjoy the meal.
但是没有人肯洗脚,
but nobody wants to wash.
结果我们的主他自己替门徒洗脚,
and time the Lord, our Lord washed their feet.
哎呀, 叫门徒们用饭的时候, 实在是快乐,
and so when they feast, they had joy in their hearts.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们就在这些事物的事情上来服侍神。
So we must begin with all these possible things.
你在那里排椅子的时候,
when you set up your chair,
一面排一面祷告,
as you set the chairs up, you pray.
求神一下哪一个人坐在那个椅子上就蒙恩典,
whoever sits on that chair you set up, he will receive grace.
你看这个是非常美丽的事情。
How beautiful is this service.
你不要把它看,
do not look as though it's very small. Samuel is a big prophet. And when he began his ministry, he was the gatekeeper. He opened the door.
你不要以为开门关门小事情哦,
do not assume open the gate of the house of the Lord is a small thing.
如果他不开门, 人怎么能进来,
if he did not open that gate, who can come in and offer sacrifice?
如果他不关门, 那么强盗也跑进来,
if he did not call us for a night, then things will come in the evening.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们在神面前要看见这个配搭,
so we have to see the coordination of service.
所谓属灵的事情, 和事物的身份要配搭着来侍奉的。
Spiritual service and practical service must be coordinated.
我们再要进一步的说,
let's move further.
不但祭司的事情和立位的事情是配搭的,
not only the priestly ministry and Levitical ministry need to be coordinated.
今天我们看见就在祭司的侍奉的里面,
within the priesthood ministry and the Levitical ministry,
and
all well coordinated. You know how does the priest serve? Priests are the family of Aaron.
亚伦是大祭司,
Aaron himself, he was the high priest.
他的儿子们是众祭司,
and his sons, they were priests.
他们在亚伦的指挥底下来侍奉神,
they serve under the direction of Aaron.
后来我们知道亚伦的子孙加增加增了,
we know the offsprings of Aaron increased.
后来有好几千的这个祭司,
and then there were thousands of priests.
那么好几千的祭司怎么来侍奉呢?
So how are they going to serve when there are so many of them?
那么多的祭司在一个小小的圣殿里头, 那怎么侍奉法呢?
So many priests and there's a small temple there, how can they serve?
我们知道他们的侍奉是很有条理的,
now we know that their service was very orderly.
所以到了大卫的时候,
and when it comes to David's time,
在礼拜四24章里面,
and Chronicles 2 verse 20, chapter 24,
我们看见说大卫就把所有的祭司分成24班,
and David divided priests into 24 courses.
每一班按着时候到圣殿里来侍奉,
every division come to the temple serve according to their assignment.
所以这个24班是轮流在殿里头在哪里侍奉,
and so the 24 divisions, they take turns serving in the house of God.
那么我们来看看那一班在哪里侍奉也有好多人在哪里,
and even there, those who serve there were so many of them.
那么
how can they serve together?
在我们主耶稣的那个时候,
in the Lord Jesus time,
据说在圣殿里头的侍奉是这样。
We are taught this is the way they serve.
天还没有亮的时候,
before the sunrise,
那一班值班的祭司,
the priest, the division that's assigned for that particular time,
他们就在圣殿这一个屋子里头聚集在那里,
and they meet in one of the rooms in the temple.
他们在那里就念酒,
and there they draw lots.
念酒说今天你在店里做哪一份的工?
They draw lots so that they will know the exact assignment for their service.
不是说他们跟到门一开就冲进来了。
It's not the moment the doors open, they all charge in.
那么大家去抢过，要做侍奉的。
And they all do their different things.
那么你要看见说，所有的祭司都跑到圣所里要去烧香。
And so everybody would like to go into the holy place and to burn the golden incense.
因为这是最高的事。
It's the highest ministry.
没有你想我争的事情。
There is no rivalry there.
都要在神明面前饮酒。
Everybody draw their lot before God.
So, 圣灵还没有降临
because when they served, the Holy Spirit wasn't upon them.
他没有降临
the Holy Spirit hasn't come down upon them.
所以他们就用念酒的方法
they draw lots.
他们相信神会借着这个来引导他们
they believe the Lord can direct their ministry by choosing their lot.
引导哪一个酒
whoever take that lot,
他就去做哪一份的工
and he will go for that particular service.
如果他念的酒是叫他在祭坛上献祭
if his lot is for him to offer sacrifice on the altar,
他就做献祭的工作
he will do the work of sacrifice.
如果他的酒叫他去点灯
if his assignment is to light the candlelight,
他就去点灯
and he will light the candle.
如果要他放陈设饼
if his assignment is to lay the showbread,
他就去放陈设饼
and he will lay the showbread.
如果他的酒是叫他烧香的话
His lot is for him to burn the incense.
他就去烧香
and he will do that.
所以你要看见
so we
see 一切在神主宰的安排底下
they serve under the direction of God.
都在那里配合着来施行
they serve accordingly.
我们看到新约的时候
When it comes to New Testament,
你知道在路加第一章里头
and, Luke 1,
有一个老祭司
there's an old prophet,
撒加利亚
Zechariah,
他也按照他的班次到圣殿里头来侍奉
and he went into the temple according to his assignment,
他已经年老了
and he was aged,
差不多要退休了
almost, the point, almost retired,
但是那一天念酒的时候
but when he chose that lot,
他就念到了到愿意去烧香去
and his lot was for him to burn the incense
你知道按照当时的规矩
according to the rule
祭司
priest
在圣殿里头在金灯金香台前面烧香
To burn incense in before the golden altar.
这一个是祭司的工作中最高的工作
That is the highest most privileged service you can render.
他一生啊，只可以做一次。
You can only do that once in a lifetime.
有许多的祭司一生啊，这个酒都没有抽到。
Many priests that lot never come to them.
撒加利亚已经侍奉神多年了。
Zechariah served that for years.
但是还没有机会到这个那里去烧香。
He never had a chance to burn that incense on the golden altar.
但是那一天，神的恩典临到他。
But on that day, grace came upon him.
当他进到殿里去烧香的时候
，and when he entered into the temple.To burn the incense.
在整个的圣所的本身没有其他的人。
Within that holy place, there was no one else.
所有的人都在园子的里面。
Everyone else all behind the other on the outer veil.
他们在哪里祷告
？They are praying there.
只有撒加利亚代表全国进到圣所来神面前烧香。
And only Zechariah representing the whole nation, he was burning incense before God.
他在那里为全国来祷告。
He prayed for the whole nation.
他祷告全国的祷告。
He prayed for the whole nation.
我们就知道这个故事。
We know the story.
神怎么才天使长对他说话
？And how the how odd angel appeared to him.
但是这个不是我们的题目。
And that is not our thing for this morning.
不过是给我们看见。
But we can see one thing.
祭司的侍奉乃是配搭的侍奉。
Priestly ministry is a coordinated ministry.
那我们就是祭司了。
We are all priests.
我们祭司的侍奉也是应当配搭的。
Our priestly ministry must also be coordinated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们不是照着亚伦的正式来侍奉
Today we do not serve according to the order of Aaron
我们今天是照着麦基洗德的正式来侍奉
Today we serve under the order of Melchizedek
我们是凭着神无穷生命的大能来侍奉
We serve with the fullness of God's life
谁是我们的大祭司呢
Who is our high priest?
我们的主耶稣是我们的大祭司
Our Lord Jesus, He is our high priest
我们是众祭司
We are the priesthood.
我们都在大祭司指挥之下来侍奉神。
We serve under the direction of our high priest.
今天圣灵就代表我们的大祭司。
Today the Holy Spirit represents the high priest.
在我们每个人的里面，在那里，好像研究一样。
So he inside of it, he's drawing that lot for us.
他在那里引导我们。
He is there leading us.
要我们能配搭起来来侍奉。
So that we can serve together coordinately.
在圣经的里面
，in the Bible,
没有单独的祭司。
There is no individual personal priesthood ministry.
祭司的侍奉都是配搭的。
The Levitical ministry.
我们知道立位乃是祭神办理人的事情。
We know Levitical ministry is managing God's affair, man's affair for God.
这里我们看见他们要在那里管理会幕和会幕的器具。
Here they are managing the tabernacle and furnishing them in the tabernacle.
立位记是给我们看见祭司的身份。
Leviticus, we see priesthood ministry.
民数记是给我们看见立位的身份。
The book of Numbers, we see the Levitical ministry.
所以你打开民数记的时候
，So when we open up the book of Leviticus,
你就看见、
book of Numbers,
你就看见那一些立位之派，它分三个家。
And you see the Levites, Leviticus, they're divided into three families.
有哥和，有哥顺和米利拉。
And there is the Kohath, Gershon, and Merari.
那么这三家也有许多的子孙
and all these three tribe families they all have many of their offspring
每一家都分配指定专业的工作
and every time they have their assigned responsibility
不能随随便便
It cannot be careless.
不能抢过来做。
They cannot do the other person's work.
也不能说这个工作太小我不做。
And you cannot complain that this task is too small.
因为圣殿里面那些的器具
because all the furnishings in the tabernacle,
有的是很重很重的。
Some of them are very heavy.
有的是比较轻一点。
And some are quite light.
你也不能说我要捡捡轻的那个重的让别人去做。
And you can say I'll carry the light one and leave the heavy ones to others.
这个都是照着。神所安排的
Because these are all arranged by God.
如果我们看这个历代志23章的话
If you look into 2nd Chronicles 23
我们知道那个时候立位的支派侍奉的人很多很多
And we noticed that many Levites were serving together.
那里告诉我们说
There we are told,
立位人从30岁以外被数点
Those who about the age of 30, when they were counted,
他们是男丁的数目
just the male among them,
共有38,000
There were 38,000.
其中24,000人管理耶和华殿的事
24,000, they were ministering in the house of God.
有6,000人做官长和士师
and 1,000 there were officers and judges
有4,000的人做看门的
and 4,000 were the gatekeepers
又有4,000人用大卫所做的乐器
颂赞耶和华。
And 4,000 using the music instruments, David playing music in the temple.
大卫将利未人各顺姑和和米利拉的子孙分成班次。
And David divided the offspring of Gershonites and Kohathites and Merarites into their separate divisions.
所以我们在这里看见，连利未的子孙也是在里面，也是配搭。
So we see the service of the Levites it was also a coordinated service.
如果今天有一个利未的子孙。
Now here we have an offspring of Levites.
他把这个帐幕抬去了。
He carried the tent.
但是呢，没有人在那里管这个银座。
If there's no one to take care of the furnishing,
银座
the
silver base,
the silver base.
那么如果你要把帐门支起来的时候
，if you want to erect the tabernacle,
你就看见没有那一些的这个银座在那。
Then you notice that the silver base is will be missing.
你把帐幕如果支起来没有板的话
，and when you erect the tent, if there are no boards,
也没有办法支持它
，and there's no support.
所以通通要配合起来。
Everything has to be coordinated.
你如果读民数记的话，很有意思的。
If you read the book of Numbers, everything is very meaningful.
到以色列人要旅行的时候
，so when they are going to break camp and journey on，
祭司是要进到圣所的里面
，and the priest will enter into the tabernacle，
把那些的东西都遮起来
，and they cover all the furnishing，
然后利未人就来抬了
，and then the Levites will come and carry those furnishing，
有的就放在那个车子的上面
，and some put on the cart，
那么就拖着走了
，and they pull by oxen，
到了那里他们又要自杀。
And when they arrived at the place, they re-erected the tabernacle.
他们都是受过训练的。
They were all well trained.
他们都是配搭着的。
They were all well coordinated.
没有一点乱的。
There's no confusion.
所以你看以色列人三天他又把帐幕拆下来了。
And so within 3 days, they break camp.
又把它建立起来了。
And then erected again.
如果他们没有经过训练的话
，If they had no training before,
不知道要乱到什么程度。
You know they will face a tremendous confusion.
那祭司也不能侍奉。
And then priests cannot serve.
以色列人也不能敬拜神。
And the Israelites cannot worship.
所以就在利未支派的里面，他们的侍奉也是配搭的。
And so within the Levites, their service was also well coordinated.
我们不要以为说我们是默默侍物的事情啊。
We cannot do things carelessly.
因为我们称的是那些的事物的事情。
Oh, because what we type is the ordinary thing.
所以个人照着个人的意思去做了。
So we do it according to your own will.
那么你跑进来，你说这个椅子应当往东排的。
And so when you come, you say all the chairs have to face east.
那个人说这个椅子应当往西的。
And then another person say no, all the chairs should face west.
又有人说那个椅子应当往北的。
And then another person say no, all the chairs should face north.
那么个人排个人的椅子。
And so you sit.Your chair, you in your direction.
这样的话，那可真是混乱。
We all face different directions.
所以你看，就是失误的事情，也是有正事。
So comes to ordinary practical things, there is also coordination.
当然，利未的人他们侍奉是在祭司的这个指挥之下。
And of course, the Levites they serve under the direction of the priest.
在属灵的方面来说
，and spiritually speaking,
我们事物的侍奉乃是在属灵的侍奉的底下。
And our practical ministry should be under the spiritual ministry.
这样我们就不至于有混乱了。
And therefore, we'll avoid confusion.
我们再来看一件事。
Let's look at another aspect.
我们知道祭司的侍奉和利未的侍奉都与圣殿。发生关系。
The priestly ministry and the Levitical ministry are all vitally linked, connected with the temple.
祭司的事情可以说完全在圣殿的里面。
We can say this way, priestly ministry is strictly within the temple.
利未的事情有的在殿里，有的在殿外。
But Levitical ministry, some of their ministries are in the temple, some are outside the temple.
因为要献祭。是能在圣殿里头献祭。
Because to sacrifice, you must sacrifice inside the temple.
但是利未的人，他也做官长和祭司。
Because Levites, they were also judges and officers.
所以你看
边说他们自己不信做事
，and because they serve the king, they serve the people.
所以他们有的立位人是在建立世圣，有的立位人在建外世圣。
And so some Levites serve in the temple, and some Levites serve outside the temple.
但是都是与这有关系
，but they are all linked with the temple.
但世圣不能脱离界
，service cannot be unrelated to the temple.
如果脱离了界。
Once you separate it from the temple, we have problems. You know, in the book of Genesis, we have one incident. If you look into Genesis 17, verse 18,
有一个立位人,
there was a Levite,
他是在伯利恒, 犹大伯利恒的一个立位人,
and he was from the Bethlehem.
你知道他的名字什么呢?
You know what his name?
他的名字是约书亚
and his name is called Jonathan. Jonathan.
约拿丹
Jonathan.
他这个人是谁呢
Now who was this person?
他是摩西的孙子
He was the grandson of Moses.
但是这个利未人
But this Levi,
他出去要为自己寻找一个安息之所
But he wasmoving out, going out to seek a resting place for himself.
这个利未人
this Levite,
他住在伯利恒
he lived in Bethlehem.
他应当到耶路撒冷圣殿来侍奉神
he ought to go to Jerusalem there to serve God.
并且我们如果仔细读圣经也好
if you read the scripture carefully,
你知道摩西呀，他也献祭。
Moses also offered sacrifice.
但是等到亚伦和他的子孙祭司啊得建立之后
when Aaron and his sons were established as the priesthood,
摩西就不献祭了
and from then on Moses did not offer sacrifice.
所以他的子孙呢
so Moses' offspring
不是祭司
they were not priests.
他们是立位
They were the Levites.
他们在圣殿里头管理事情。
They managed things in the temple.
你如果看那个礼拜是上二十六章二十四节的话。
And if you look into Second Chronicles 26 and 24,
你要看见说自圣的这个儿子。
Or you see the son of Gershon.
那是摩西的儿子。
The son Gershon is the son of Moses. What's the son of Moses?
他的儿子啊，做什么呢？管理妇科。
His son meant the treasury.
所以他们是做立位的工作。
And so they do the Levitical work.
但是这里有一个立位人。
But here was one Levite.
他是摩西的孙子。
He was Moses' grandson.
他要为自己寻找他安息的地方。
He was seeking a resting place for himself.
他要为自己寻找工作。
He was seeking work for himself.
结果他就跑到以法利的地方。
And so he went to Ephraim.
碰到一个人叫米迦
and he Micah.
这个米迦他为做自己呀，家里做了假神
and so this Micah he put up some God's idols in his household.
他看见这个利未人来了
and so when he saw this Levite came to town,
他就封他为家里的这个神的祭司
and he installed him as the priest for his own household.
所以你看见摩西的孙子就在你家的家里做起祭司来。
And so the son of Moses now he is now a priest in the household of Micah.
他在那里做了家的祭司。
He become a family priest.
祭司没有家的祭司的。
There's no such thing as family priest.
祭司乃是全国的祭司。
Priest is for the whole nation.
但是他作为一个家的祭司。
No, now he's a private family priest.
作为单的支派。
In the tribal band.
他们也为自己在那里寻找地方。
And they look for a place for themselves.
跑到那个地方。
When they found the place.
那看见有一个祭司在那里。
They saw a priest there.
又有这些的偶像在那里。
All these idols there.
所以他们怎样？
You know what they do?
他们对这个约拿丹这个约约拿丹说。
So they told Jehonathan.
他说你愿意做一个家里祭司呢，他也愿意做一个自派的祭司。
He challenges, do you want to be a priest for one family or you want to be a priest for one tribe?
不是，那当然一个自派的祭司大得多。
Of course, to be a priest for one tribe is bigger.
所以他欢欢喜喜拿了偷了这些的偶像就去做一个自派的祭司。
And so he stole the idols and he became the tribal priest.
圣经怎么说呢？
You know what the scripture says?
神的掌握在示罗有多少的日子？
And God said, the God's head was in Shiloh for many days.
以下那个偶像啊，在但的那里也有多少的日子？
The idol in Micah came also for so many days.
啊，米迦所做的偶像。
The idol that he made.
啊，现在在但那里了。
Now it's not in the tribe of Dan.
也是有多少日子？
Also for so many days.
换一句话说，
Another word,
我们看见在敬拜和侍奉神的事情上出了事情。
We see we create problem now in this mount of worship and service.
以色列的中间有了两个敬拜，两个侍奉。
And now in the nation of Israel, they have two worships.And two services.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这里就是给我们看见，
Here we see,
我们的侍奉不能与殿脱离关系。
Our service cannot be unrelated to the temple of God.
感谢赞美神，
Praise God.
我们不但是祭司，又是立位。
We are not just priests, but we are also Levites.
我们不但是立位和祭司，
We are not only Levites, priests and Levites.
我们也是神的殿。
We are also the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们就是神的殿。
We are the temple of God.
所以要看见说，
So we have to say,
我们所有的侍奉。都在神的殿里头。
So all our services are all within the temple of God.
如果我们在神的家之外，
If we serve apart from God's house,
在神的教会之外，
Apart from the church of God,
另外去寻找，
Seek another service,
为自己来寻找侍奉的话，
Seek a service for yourself,
我们会做一个家的祭司。
We may become a priest for a family,
但是我们甚至可以做一个自派的祭司。
We may even become a priest for a tribe,
但是这一个都是分离神的侍奉。
But this kind of ministry all divisive in nature,
乃是神所憎恶的。
It's not what he,
亲爱的弟兄
brothers and sisters,
今天我们在哪里侍奉？
Here we are serving God.
究竟我们是家的祭司呢？
Are we a priest of a family?
我们是一个自派的祭司呢？
Are we priests for a tribe?
我们乃是全国建的祭司。
But we are priests for the entire nation.
许多今天侍奉神的人，
Many of those who serve God today,
虽然没有这个名称，
Even though they do not have this label,
但是我们所做的事是这样。
But in the work we tell, they are that way.
我们侍奉的范围就是一个家。
Because our sphere of our ministry is just like family.
我们所建立的是我们那一个家。
What we establish, what you build is that one small family.
有的人也是大一点，是设立一个自派。
And some people are bigger, they set up a tribe.
但是就是建立这个自派。
Even though establish that tribe,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在侍奉神的事情上，我们不能关闭。
In the service of God, we cannot be exclusive.
我们不能单独。
We cannot be personal, individual.
侍奉是侍奉全教会。
Our service is to serve the entire church.
我们在那里是建造基督的身体。
We are serve, our service is for the building up of the body of Christ.
但是很可惜的事情。
But,Exactly.
今年许多的人都在那里建立自己的国度。
But many God's servants are there building up their own kingdom.
不是在那里建立神的教会。
They are not there building up God's church.
这个就是四世纪所说的。
This is what we find in the book of
John. 那个时候人没有王。
Because there was no king.
个人随做自己的意思做。
And everybody do that which is pleasing in their own sight.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们有没有王呢？
Do we have a king?
Christ
is our king.
我们如果在元首基督的底下,
if we are truly under him,
then we will
not be able to serve according to our own will.
We must
serve in the temple.
We
must serve in the church.
We
serve all God's people.
不是在那里, 光是一个家,
it's not just one family or one tribe.
我们看到新约的时候,
when it comes to New Testament,
这个是更清楚,
we can see even more clearly.
我们知道在新约的里面,
we know in the New Testament,
我们又是祭司又是立位,
we are priests and we are Levites,
我们又是神的殿,
and we are God's temple.
所以我们一同在这里是神的。
And so we're here together serving God.
你看《使徒行传》的时候,
if you look into the book of Acts,
你看《使徒行传》的侍奉都是配搭的侍奉。
The ministry service we find in the book of Acts are all coordinated service.
在圣灵还没有降临之前,
before the coming of the Holy Spirit,
我们知道那一班信徒的人就是单单独独的基督徒。
God's people, they were all individuals.
但是到无信前的那一天,
but on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵降下了,
when the Holy Spirit came down,
120个人,
this 120,
在一个灵里面竟成一个圣徒,
and they were baptized by one Spirit,
他们现在也是一个身体上120个肢体,
and now they are members, they are 120 members of that one body.
虽然所有的人都在来称赞神的大能,
even they were all praising the mighty power of God, but their testimony is one.
我们看见彼得站起来,
when Peter stood up,
十一个石头与他一同站起来,
and 11 stood up with him.
彼得说出口,
Peter was the mouthpiece,
但是十一个石头与他一同站,
but the 11 stood together with him.
这是配搭,
that is coordination.
就是说你在那里讲, 就是代表我们讲,
that means when you are speaking there, you speak for all of us.
我们同心合意, 在这里传扬我们的主,
we are one heart proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
当时我们看见在耶路撒冷教会的里面,
and when we look into the church in Jerusalem,
因为人非常的多,
and because there were so many people,
所以在这个供应寡妇的事情上,
so in the care for the widow,
出了一点问题,
there was a problem.
如果你知道那个背景的话,
now if you know the background of that,
那个时候在耶路撒冷,
at that time in Jerusalem,
那个是受祭的日子,
because it's a time of feast.
所以犹太人从各地都到耶路撒冷来,
and so Jews from all places congregated in Jerusalem.
所以那一天得救了3000人,
and therefore 3000 were saved that day.
这些的人是从各国方来的,
and all these Jewish people came from all places.
后来神又天天加增,
and God added to them daily.
所以那个时候有很多很多的人,
and so at that time there were many people.
虽然都是犹太人,
they were all Jews,
但是犹太人也有两种,
but there are two different kinds of Jews.
一种是希伯来的犹太人,
one is the Hebrew Jew,
一种是希利尼的犹太人,
one who is Hellenistic Jew.
希伯来的犹太人就是住在, 那个巴勒斯住的,
Hellenistic. No, Hebrew Jews, they reside in the area of Palestine.
那个希利的犹太人是分散在世界各地,
and the Hellenistic Jews, they are those who scatter abroad.
所以他们受的文化的信道不同,
and so their cultural background are not quite the same.
那些当初教会的中间就有这两种的不同的人,
and so in the early church you have these two different types of people.
但是那个时候12个使徒,
at that time the 12 apostles,
都是希伯来的犹太人,
they are all Hebrew Jews.
他们什么都管,
they took charge of everything.
他们又讲道又挂火石,
and they preach and also they serve table.
就是这些个人, 是被圣灵充满,
and those 12 were filled with the Spirit.
但是, 也不能应付这个局面,
but they cannot meet the demand.
所以结果在供应希利犹太人信徒的那个寡妇上面就忽略了,
and because of that their service to the Hellenistic Jew widows were neglected.
不是故意的,
not intentionally.
因为他们对希伯来犹太人的需要比较明白,
because they know the Hebrew Jews needs more better.
对希利犹太人的需要他们不大清楚,
but because the Hellenistic Jews need, they do not understand as well.
结果就有怨言出来了,
and so there were complaints.
马上他们就发表了,
immediately they discovered.
不行, 这身体里头的事情是要配搭的,
and he said it cannot be, because the service in the body must be coordinated.
我们12个人不能包办一起,
twelve us, we cannot monopolize everything.
我们不能又讲道又讲过去,
we cannot preach at the same time we serve table.
属灵的事情与实物的事情要配搭才行的,
spiritual service and practical service must be coordinated.
所以就叫弟兄姊妹选出七个人来,
and so they ask for them to select seven people.
虽然是事物的事情,
even though they serve practical things,
都要被圣灵充满,
but they must all fill with the Spirit.
然后这不配做这个工作,
otherwise they cannot serve this.
奇妙的在这里,
but here's the most important.
当他们在那里选的时候,
when they were selecting people,
你知道大部分的信徒都是希伯来的犹太,
and those who were selected,
no, 大部分的基督徒,
oh, majority of the brothers,
都是希伯来的犹太,
they were the Hebrew Jews.
但是他们选出来的,
but those who were selected,
都是希利的犹太,
they were all Hellenistic Jews.
除了一个可能是希伯来的犹太,
except one, he could be a Hebrew Jew.
表明说他们不为自己做想,
and it was, they did not consider themselves.
他们实在是顾到别人,
they really care for the others.
那么这七个人就关乎事了,
and this seven, they serve table.
十二个使徒就专心以祈祷传道为事,
and it's all, they give their heart the mind to ministry and prayer.
神的道就大大的兴,
and then the Lord's work began to expand.
你看这个还是需要和最大的来,
even here we have this coordination.
彼得出去的时候,
when Peter went out,
约翰与他一同出去,
John went out with him.
我们看到保罗的时候,
when we come to Paul,
虽然保罗他恩赐很大,
even though Paul has possessed great gifts,
好像他不需要别人的回答,
as though he doesn't need anyone,
但是你去读他所写的书信,
but you read his epistles,
因为他每一封书信, 他只有要一个弟兄与他配搭起来,
and you notice every epistle he wrote is a brother who was there with him.
保罗与希拉,
Paul and Silas,
保罗与提摩太,
Paul and Timothy,
你看见说他都是要与他配搭,
he has somebody always there that was with him.
并且在书信的里面,
and even in his epistle,
你也看见他总是要叫弟兄姊妹为他祷告,
and he always asks brothers and sisters to pray for him.
他并不是说我是一个大的主席,
he says, well, I'm one of the biggest members,
我并不需要其他的配合,
I don't need anybody else.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们看见当, 保罗, 出去做工的时候,
so when Paul went out to serve the Lord,
与他的同伴出去做工,
he went out with his companions,
神就用他建立了教会,
and God used him establishing churches.
彼得来了,
Peter came,
也到这个教会里面,
and he came into the church,
一同在那里侍奉,
and there they served together.
约翰来了,
when John came,
约翰也在那里侍奉,
and they all served together.
没有说,
there is no,
这是我保罗设立的教会,
there is no certain thing, this is my church, I established it,
是我的地盘,
this is my territory,
你们不能进来的,
you cannot enter my territory.
也不是说,
and they did not say,
约翰来了,
John came,
这是你保罗的教会,
this is your, this Paul's church.
我不承认,
I will not recognize,
我自己工作来建立一个约翰的教会,
so I'll only work and I'll call this church John's church.
这是我的地盘,
this is my territory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个就是家的祭司,
this is a priest of a family,
这个就是支派的祭司,
this is a priest for a tribe.
我不但在这里设立一个教会,
I'm not only set up a church here,
我在那里也设立一个教会,
and they are all my territory.
你们外面的人在门外,
outsiders, you are out there,
你们不能进来,
you cannot enter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个是不是今天基督教的形式?
Isn't this the condition of God's people today?
这个基督是混乱的,
isn't this confusion?
真正的事情,
real service,
都是可以打起来,
it's a coordinated service.
我们看见保罗与彼得可以打起来,
we see Paul and Peter, they work together.
虽然他们的工作不同,
even though they have different work,
但是他们还能配搭起来,
and yet they're still coordinated.
有人就说了,
some people say,
那么亚波罗不是单枪匹马吗?
Apollos, isn't he, going along.
Along what?
Okay.
亚波罗他不是一个人在那里施政吗?
Apollo, he's doing all the work by himself.
但是你做圣经的时候,
but you read the scripture.
你看见保罗怎么说?
You know what Paul says?
保罗说我栽种,
he said, I plant the seed.
亚波罗浇灌,
Apollo, he waters.
他们还是配合起来,
they still coordinate.
是不是呢?
Isn't that true?
哥林多人在哪里说?
And the Corinthians say,
我是说保罗的,
I'm Paul.
我是说亚波罗的,
I'm Apollos.
结果怎样?
You know, the end?
保罗怎样?
What's it, Paul?
保罗是劝亚波罗到哥林多去,
and Paul encouraged Apollos to went to Corinth.
如果是今天的话,
if today is the case,
那么保罗说亚波罗哥林多是我建立的,
Paul would tell, if this today, Paul would tell Apollos, Corinthian church is my church, I establish this.
你不能去哥林多的,
you cannot go to Corinth.
尤其哥林多人中间有人说他是说亚波罗的,
you did go especially when people are saying they are Apollo.
那你更不能去,
and you, because that you should not go.
保罗怎么样?
You know what Paul say?
保罗自己不去, 他去亚波罗去,
Paul himself did not go, he encouraged Apollo to go.
他不怕亚波罗把人都带去,
he was no fear that Apollos would take all the people to follow him.
因为这是神的教会啊,
because it's God's church.
这是保罗的教会,
it's not Paul's church.
他就鼓励亚波罗你去,
and therefore he encouraged Apollos to go.
那亚波罗怎样?
What did Apollos do?
机会来了,
here comes the opportunity.
我就去了,
I go.
那我把整个的都拿过来,
and therefore I'll take over that church for myself.
亚波罗说我不去,
Apollos say I will not go.
保罗劝他他也不去,
Paul encouraged him to go, but he refused to go, because we avoid any schism among God's people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们读神的话语的时候,
when you read God's word,
我们看见当初的教会,
we see the church in the early days,
怎样都是非大做的时候,
everything they do it coordinately.
为什么原因呢?
Why?
因为他们都是建立基督的生命,
because they all are there to build up the body of Christ.
没有一个人建立自己,
no one there was there to build their personal thing.
最后,
finally,
我要借五分钟,
here some people say,
不做身体里头的事情是配搭的,
it's true, the body ministry is coordinated.
因为哥林多前书第十二章里面,
because 1 Corinthians 12,
告诉我们说, 我们是一个身体, 许多的肢体,
and it says we are this one body, and the body has many members.
谁就照着他的名义把我们安排在这个身体里面,
and God, according to his wisdom, he arranged all those members in the body.
你在基督身体里面是哪一个,
what member, which member you are in the body, you are in the body fight.
不是你一说能拣选,
it's not of your choice.
是谁安排的?
God arranged it.
谁把你安排做哪一个肢体?
God arranged you to be that particular member.
你就做哪一个肢体?
You can do the work of that particular member.
实在在神里面前肢体没有大小肢体的,
speaking in the body of Christ, there is no big member or smaller member. We are all members of that one body. And according to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, he gives gifts according to each member. You cannot seek for it. Because Holy Spirit knows you are which member, and he gives you the appropriate grace.
如果你是手的话,
if you are the hand,
他把脚的恩赐赐给你,
and he gives you the gift of the grace of the feet.
那你一天到晚在那里打了,
and you call every day,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们以为说,
we assume,
这个恩赐我要,
I want that gift,
那个恩赐我不要,
I don't want the other gift.
但是神知道
But God knows.
是他照着他的美意
And he gives it.
圣灵就把相当的恩赐给你
He gives it by the Holy Spirit.
如果神要你做手的话
If God wants you to be the hand,
他给你有哪的恩赐
He gives you the great gift to hold things.
所以恩赐实在也没有大小
So gift, there's no big gift or small gift.
恩赐都是需要的
We need all the gifts.
这些恩赐都要配搭起来。
All the gifts must be also coordinated.
你不要以为说你有了恩赐
Do not assume once you have the gift,
你就能单独侍奉。
Then you can serve individually.
你就是有了那个恩赐
Even though you have the gift,
要成全你的恩赐
If you want to fulfill your ministry,
它都配搭起来。
You need the coordination.
也许弟兄姊妹在那里看我的时候
and some brothers and sisters, you look at our brother,
看见我一口好的牙齿
as though he, a mouthful of good teeth
其实都是假的
they are all false teeth
我记得我发牙的时候
our brother remember when he, the dentist was pulling his teeth
他把我上面的牙齿统统拔掉
he pulled all the upper teeth
我底下牙齿还在那里
and the lower teeth, was still there
那个时候我在教书
our brother at that moment he was a teacher
我就到学校里去教书去了
he went to school to teach
我教英文
and our brother was teaching English
但是当我教书的时候
so when he was teaching
我觉得这个发音啊就很困难
and he said he cannot pronounce words
你知道我常常说说话是用舌头说话吗
our brother often told you speak with your tongue
是不是呢
isn't that true
但是如果没有牙齿配合的话
if you have no the cooperation if you don't have the cooperation of your teeth
你这个话也说不清楚了
you cannot speak clearly
感谢在我的学生都没有笑我
and thank God the student did not laugh at me
他们背后我是另外一个故事
They left behind my back maybe
对你要看见都要配合的
So you see everything has to be cooperated
弟兄姊妹我们在哪里吃饭呢
When we eat
我们是吃饭的牙齿的事情
When you eat you should eat
牙齿在哪里吃它
You chew
消化它
You chew and digest
舌头是说话
Tongue is for speaking
牙齿是吃饭
Teeth are for eating
你把舌头拿掉算了
You take your tongue away.
看你怎么吃饭
See how you eat.
你知道你把这个东西放到嘴里去了
When you chew in your mouth,
你需要把它吃断
You need to chew and cut.
吃断之后要送到后面去把它磨一磨
And you have to grind it with your back teeth.
那么什么把你的食物翻来翻去呢
What is that organ that moves your food into your mouth around?
是你的舌头在哪里帮帮忙的
It is your tongue that's helping you to chew properly.
如果没有舌头你要把手指在哪里翻来翻去
If there's no tongue, you have to use your finger to move your food around.
你恐怕你咬你的舌头了
And you'll bite your own finger.
不行的
It cannot be.
所以你要看见
So you have to see.
所有肢体的事情都得配合
All the members must be coordinated.
否则的话没有办法
Otherwise, there's no service.
身体里头的事情再是美丽啊
The body service is indeed a beautiful picture.
实在都是配合做事情
It is coordinated service.
所以你不要自以为一个人可以是
So do not think you alone is sufficient.
你必须要与众弟兄姊妹一同侍奉
You must serve with your brothers and sisters.
侍奉的目的是为了建造基督的
And the purpose of service is for the upbuilding of the body of Christ.
那么又要借几分钟
I want to borrow a couple more minutes.One more thing.
你知道在以弗所第四章里面
In the book Ephesians 4,
这里给我们看见有两种不同的知识
We see there are two ministries there.
一种的知识是真是给教会
One ministry is what God gives to the church.
有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教士
There is the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers
这一个知识
This ministry
今天我们就叫他所谓的工人了
We call them today as workers
这个其实姑且叫他工人了
For the moment, we'll call them workers.
这一些都是话语的知识。
These are all for the ministry of the word.
神把这些人赐给教会。
God gives these people to the church.
来成全圣徒。
To equip the saints.
当圣徒成全的时候
，and when they are fully equipped，
然后从身体里头就产生一个身体的侍奉。
And then the body began to be able to minister unto itself。
这里告诉我们说，就各尽己职
，and everybody every joint supply，
来完成这个身体的事实。
To share the ministry of the body。
所以是事有两种。
So service。Has two aspects.
一种我们称它为身体的事实。
One we call the body ministry.
乃是从身体里头产生出来。
It comes from the body itself.
每一个弟兄姊妹都有份。
Every member has a share.
当我们属灵的生量长大的时候
，As we grow in the Lord,
我们就可以侍奉了。
Then we begin to serve.
还有一个侍奉
，Another ministry.
所谓话语的事实
，We call the ministry of the word.
所谓工人的工作
，We call the work of the word.
他们就坐在这个身体的上面
work on the church.
他们的目的就是叫这个圣徒能长大
Their purpose is for the saints to grow.
叫圣徒能装备
So the saints can be equipped.
所以他们就能起来侍奉
Then they can rise up and serve.
圣经里从来没有叫这一些所谓的工人来管理教会
The scripture has no such instruction for the workers to control the church.
这些人是帮助教会的建立。
These people are simply to help equip the saints.
教会的建立，真正的建造，乃是从教会里头出来。
The real building up of the church is within the church itself.
那么我们说了。
Now we say,
在身体里头的事情是配搭的。
We say that the ministry within the body is a coordinated ministry.
那么这些工人的事情需要不需要配搭呢
？Is a need for the workers among them to be coordinated?
是不是做所谓工人的就可以单独侍奉了呢
？Those who call themselves workers, they can do their individual work.
我们看见也不能。
We see they cannot.
我过已经讲过一点了。
I share a little bit already.
我们看见当初使徒他们的侍奉是一同侍奉。
We already mentioned that the apostles, their service was a coordinated service.
就是彼得，就是保罗和亚波罗也有相当的配搭。
Even Paul and Apollos, they were coordination.
就是在这个所谓的工人的侍奉中也是有配搭。
Even among those who worked.There is also coordination.
因为没有一个圣洁仆人，那是有全备的恩赐。
Because no God's servant has all the gifts.
教会大过圣洁仆人。
The gift is bigger.
The church is bigger than God's
servant. The church is bigger than God's servant.
所以我们看见教会需要各方面的知识来培养。
And so we see church needs all kinds of gifts to help and equip.
不单是这样
，more than that.
你看见所有那些所谓做工的人
，and all those who are so-called workers，
虽然他们的工作是坐在教会的身上
，even though their work is work on the church，
但是同时
，but at the same time，
他们也是身体里头的一个肢体
，at the same they are also a members of the body part。
你知道今天有的圣洁仆人
，today some of God's servants
没有根的。
There's no roots.
他们到处游行。
They are travelers.
在哪里侍奉
？And they serve.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
神借着他们来造就圣徒。
And God used them to equip His saints.
但他们自己与教会不发生关系。
But they themselves were not related to the body or the church.
他们没有配搭在身体里面。
But they were not. They are fitting in into the body ministry.
如果这样的话
，If that is the case，
你看见是产生两种的结果。
It will create two consequences.
第一种的结果，它就是光在那里游来游去。
One phenomenon will be there will be moving around,
但是他自己根本没有配搭，也没有交通。
They themselves lack fellowship and there is no coordination.
还有一个结果
，another consequence,
他就是建立自己势力的范围。
And they establish their own territory.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
彼得，我们看见他可以出去侍奉。
Peter can go out and serve.
但是他回到耶路撒冷
But he returned again to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷他是一个弟兄
In Jerusalem, he was one of the brothers.
保罗他可以出去侍奉
Paul can go out and serve.
他回到 Antioch,
and he returned to Antioch.
给亚提亚, Antioch, 他是一个弟兄,
and Antioch, he was one of the brothers.
我们是分神界所谓, the 工人,
and we, those who consider ourselves,
我们也不能脱离教会,
we cannot be unrelated to the church.
我们建造教会,
we build the church. We should build the church, but we cannot be unrelated to the church. So if you read God's word, all the services in God's word, they are all coordinated services. All within the body of Christ. And all related to the house of God. This kind of service is part pleasing in his
government.
Let's
pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. 叫我们成为一个很勇的心。